mysterious sky tone.
We still
from
have a theory.
Ottawa, Canada.
Just a theory.
That's Wally Salem on vocals. We do have fun.
From the beautiful music.
We crack ourselves up.
Yes.
Yes. From the
if you're, someone has to amuse us.
If you happen to listen for the first time, and Bob, we were calling you shortly, but if you happen to listen for the first time, the beautiful music label out of Ottawa. I still can't get this right after 3 years. Canada's a big state.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, we're supposed to have a Toronto drink soon here. So.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Are we really to blame?
No. No.
Right.
Right. So let's give a call to Bob.
Oh, what? We're the interns.
Give a call to Bob. Play with the dials over
facial
there.
Facial recognition.
We're going to do our best. Bob, we're hoping that when we're doing the show,
get around
we're playing the music, you can actually hear
FBI
it.
FBI tracing me.
And Bob's got some stories to tell us. He's got some great songs. We have three of them queued up already. How about that? I could actually do the fourth one while you're messing around over there.
You could. I planned it that way, right? The phone will be ringing while you do your thing.
So we'll
see how
we can
do this. And we're going to pump that up a little bit. Get that going. I got to work the board tonight.
Where are the interns? Bob?
Hey, Mark.
How are you, sir?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. It's good to hear your voice. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too.
It's been a very isolating time for all of us.
Hi, Bob. This is Mitch. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Mitch. Cheers, guys.
Yeah,
cheers.
Welcome aboard. So I think without further ado, I'm going to walk over. We set up a special mic for me to go over and attempt to make this cocktail. And I'll be able to hear you. We'll chat some more while I'm over there.
Do you have the latest over-under of you tripping over the mic stand? I'm just wondering.
Right. I'm going to be very careful. So I'm going to take these off so you guys can introduce. So, Bob, tell us a little bit about yourself. And I'll be trying not to trip over the wires. All right, let's go.
So, here we go.
I live in Portland.
Yeah.
And I've known Mark for a long time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I know he's a bourbon guy, so that's why I picked a rye drink. So.
Can you hear me, guys?
Hold on. Can you hear me now? Hello.
I was waiting until you got that situated.
How am I doing, Mitch?
You're doing great, Mark. Okay. You're doing fantastic.
All right. So which one's the shot glass? This 4 ounce thing over here?
It looks like a pitcher.
Okay. Let's start with, we have some tin cup bourbon. It's pretty good.
So, Bob, you're from Portland originally, your whole life, or what's the story?
Yeah, actually, grew up here.
Nice.
Grew up here, went away for a few years, and been back for a long time, raised the family here and stuff.
So. Nice. Yeah. I know from the various tweets that have been back and forth, you enjoy riding your bike, sometimes to work when the weather is a little bit more...
Challenging?
Less challenging, I'd say.
Challenging, that's a good word for it, yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of us, actually. I'm
nice.
Not the only crazy out there.
Excellent.
I wave to folks on the Casco Bay Bridge every day.
Excellent.
Sometimes in a snowstorm, sometimes not.
So. Yeah.
We're a hardy bunch.
I had never heard of a winter bike until I started following Bob on Twitter.
So I think, Mark, we need to hear more rattle
of
glassware.
All right, glassware. We're going to make
there,
two
I heard something
we're going to
there.
Make two at a time here. So I've got 4 ounces of the rye.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. So we're doing a... We're doing a Toronto cocktail.
Okay. So give us a little history of the Toronto cocktail as it relates for your experience, Bob.
Opening the $40 bottle of Fernet.
Yeah, right. Enjoy that, Mark.
That has a really cool... Here, Mitch, smell that.
It's an acquired taste, gentlemen.
Yeah, it's definitely...
It reminds me of a liqueur... not Borovichka. Oh, gosh, I can't remember what it was. But it had, like, that flowery sort of kind of stuff to it.
So, Bob,
it's got kind of a minty, super bitter thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to double the recipe, which means I need to put in half an ounce now of the Fernet to go with the
quarter. Well, yeah, if you're doubling it, it's a half an ounce.
So. Okay,
so here's the deal. I like rye, and I was looking for a new rye drink.
Right.
So I kind of Googled, rye drinks and stuff a few years ago and came up with this Toronto cocktail.
Okay.
I didn't realize that it was kind of unknown at the time. Like a lot of the bartenders in town didn't know what they were, so I had to kind of explain to them how to make it.
Right.
And it was kind of funny to go back, a couple months later or whatever, and they're like, that's my favorite drink now.
That's crazy.
So does this, is this a twist on the old fashioned? Is that what I'm understanding?
A little bit. It's rye. If you do like a rye old fashioned, it's basically adding the Fernet to it. So,
okay. Got it.
Yeah. All right, so instead of crushing
that, I'm also doing half an ounce of that, correct?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So instead of mashing the sugar cube, you do the simple,
a lot easier.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Couple dashes.
You got it.
Couple dashes of bitters. Okay. Yeah, rocks.
And Bob, if you enjoy making drinks, I don't know if you are a reader, but there's a lot of great books out there of different bartender or mixed drinks you can do. Oh, we almost had a winner of the bet. I heard the mic stand kicked.
Have you seen the Tequila Mockingbird book?
Yes, I have that. I actually have it at my bar.
I do too. My daughter gave it to me.
And I have post-it notes through all the ones that I want.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that drink originated in a Tom Rodda's novel. Actually.
Correct. Yeah, yes. There's another one that I just got, I think a month ago. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a novel. Similar idea.
Yeah.
What they drank. And I'll forget the name of that.
There's a little series, actually, of those books.
But what reminds me of what we're doing now is I've got this one where it's pairing, listening to vinyl records, and pairing drinks and food to those things. So,
so
the whole Sonic Libations was the inspiration.
Dude, is this really supposed to make two drinks?
Yep.
Okay.
That's two?
There's a
Harvey. Well, this isn't prohibition. You could have gone a little more on there.
There's a guy on Twitter actually who does just that. Mixes like vinyl and specialty cocktails.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've heard us say before about the original inception of what we were trying to do, but then we're like, we want to play more music, and you know, trying to do that in that it's a visual thing, right?
Right.
That's why this is great for radio. Listening to Mark going in the background here.
It's a work in progress. So, I like the name anyway. You guys came up with a good name.
Sonic Libations.
It took us a while, and actually it was on the way here I remembered that Mitch had come up with that for some other type of
the original show
segment.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a sip.
All right, so
cheers, Bob.
Cheers.
Cheers.
First nose.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love what that does to the rye, just with that little bit of
interesting
Fernet in there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sweet, bitter.
That
delicious.
Little bit of mint softens it a little bit. Yeah.
Wonderful. All right, I'm hooked. Okay. So I figured it was going to take me a while to go through
that. Get the bedrolls out of the studio.
All right, so Bob and I... Go ahead,
Bob.
That
bottle of Fernet will last you a little
bit. Yeah, it looks like... So do you say sometimes you'll sip that on the rocks?
No, well, some people drink it on the rocks.
Okay.
I just drink it neat, but...
Oh, all right. Neat is good.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, neat is really good. We do that, too. So Bob and I have a little bit in common. So Bob married a woman from Westbrook High.
Okay.
Westbrook, where I went. You know, where I grew up. And I believe, Bob, if I remember this correctly, your mother-in-law and my mother worked for the same doctor for a while.
That's right.
Yep, yeah. I remember that. So,
I mean, for my own edumacation, how long have you guys known each other?
Bob worked for an insurance company back when I first started on the agency side. So it's been 30 years maybe.
Oh,
and, you know, not a lot. We haven't
just
spent
a couple of semesters.
Yeah, we haven't spent a lot of time together, unfortunately, but there's still time for that. And now, interestingly, now he's on the agency side, and I slipped over to the company side while nobody was looking. So it's kind
under
of
the radar.
Okay, so Bob, I've got the first song queued up, and why don't you tell us a little bit about your theme for tonight and this song in particular, and where you saw this dude, and we'll take it from there.
Nice, yeah. So it got to be like late '90s, and our kids were old enough that I could get back out of the house again. And so my theme tonight is people that I saw for the first time that I had never heard of before, but just dropped in to see and ended up becoming a fan.
Excellent.
So this guy's name is Jeb Loy Nichols, and he's put out several albums. I think probably four or five at this point. He's also an artist. And I think originally from the States, but he lives in England now, and he spent some time in Jamaica. He's got some kind of reggae influence to him. But I saw Jeb Loy at the Free Street Taverna, which is on Free Street in Portland, coincidentally. And I mean, just a basically a Greek restaurant with a little stage in the front. So it was basically me and three other people at the bar.
Get out of town.
And Jeb Loy. And I think he had, I don't think he had a quartet. I think he had a trio that night. Maybe a guy on the horn and maybe a bass player or something. But anyway, this song is called, what is this? What do we do? We
Our
do
good, thing, good thing
just gets better.
Yep. Our
yeah.
Good thing, good thing just gets better.
So Jeb Loy, as it turns out, Jeb Loy, ended up on the soundtrack for Good Will Hunting, which I never knew until I saw the movie, you know, after I had seen Jeb Loy. He did, As the Rain. So
that is super cool. And to see him in that kind of setting and then see where his career is. I mean, he's not famous, but he gets a lot of play on the station, especially, Come on Over to My Yard is one of our favorite songs.
Yeah, that's one of mine too.
Yeah. So we'll probably play that one later. So
this is a song I heard that night and I became a fan after hearing it. So go for it.
What's there now, Bob? What's at the Free Street Taverna location at this point?
I think it's the Dogfish still.
Oh, okay. That's how far it is up. Okay.
Yeah. It's up near the Children's Museum.
Okay.
Well, the old Children's
Museum.
Yeah.
Wonderful. This is Jeb Loy Nichols. Bob, you should be able to hear this in theory. So Mitch.
Okay. Yeah. Once we go off mic, we'll chat and we'll make sure you are.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. And this is Our Good, Good Thing Just Gets Better.
Darling, please forgive me. I was tired, I didn't mean a word I said. Now all this talk won't stop the clock, and that sleepy look in your eyes says it's time for bed. Oh, but I know that when I apologize, she's gonna say that's okay. When she tries to kiss me, I'm gonna let her. Cause I know every time we make up, gives our hearts a little shake up. And I believe our good thing, it just gets better. But sometimes I'm blind, and that's such a crime. And then us, we fuss, we'll kick and cuss. We're talking loud, saying nothing, wasting time. Oh, but I know that when I apologize, she's gonna say that's okay. And when she tries to kiss me, I'm gonna let her. Cause I know every time we make up, gives our hearts a little shake up. And I believe a good thing, it just gets better. Yeah, I believe a good thing, it just gets better. I believe. I know every time we make up, gives our hearts a little shake up. And I believe a good thing, it just gets better. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Neighborhood Weekly Radio. Wow, that's pretty cool. Can you do that again?
Yeah. It's called being half blind.
You're doing wonderful.
Oh, we talked off air about that, but yeah.
I have these dreams, recurring dreams, where I come into the studio by myself and have to try to figure out all these gauges and stuff.
Like, oh, it's not good. Flashing?
That was Jeb Lloyd Nichols. We are here with Bob O'Brien. Bob, do you want to do a few shout-outs?
A few shout-outs?
Yeah, what the heck? Say hi to your peeps.
Yeah, all my Twitter buddies.
Okay.
Both of them are probably listening.
any family tuned in?
Well, I shouted out to my kids, so who knows if they're online or not.
Okay.
And then, of course, my wife and my daughter are upstairs.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Hey, Claire. Is it Amanda that's with you, or which daughter is that?
No, Amanda's not my daughter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nope.
Wasn't there an Amanda O'Brien in one of the pictures?
There is, yeah.
She's not your daughter.
She's more famous than I am, but not related.
All right. Well, I'm going to do better research and prep before our next one of these.
Well, for every listener, don't you get Harvey Bucks?
Yeah, there's Harvey Bucks. Those are just like the things you get at the, like my daughter when she got her braces right there. You could trade those in for some good gummy bears.
Yeah, yummy.
Yeah, right.
All right, so Bob, tell us about the next song and the next venue.
Yeah.
So the next venue is a place called Chickie's Fine Diner in Mark's hometown, Westbrook, Maine. So Chickie's is now closed. You know, a long time ago. I think Chickie had some tax issues.
Sure. Yeah, Chickie may have.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, it was the Frog and Turtle for a while. Is it
Frog and Turtle?
Still is,
right?
Okay.
Yep.
And it was when I was growing up, it was Phil's Pizza.
Yeah.
And Phil had some issues of his own.
Yeah, but we won't go there.
No, so. No, we're not going there. We don't cast any aspersions on Westbrook people.
Yeah.
I have
So this group is a trio, and the scenario is my wife and I with very few other people in the audience hanging out at Chickie's Fine Diner to see a group called Girly Man, which is no longer together, sadly. I mean, they had some tremendous harmonies. All of these, I mean, Jeb Loy, as soon as he opened his mouth and started playing, it's like, wow, I'm a fan. And Girly Man was the same deal. I mean, they had that harmony thing. You know when you hear, like, family members, like the Beach Boys or, you know, Finn Brothers or whatever?
Right.
They just have that. They have that harmony that you just can't duplicate.
Yeah.
Yeah. These guys kind of have some of that, but they're not.
The Gallagher brothers.
To each other. Yeah. 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 Right. But not related. So, anyway, this is a group called Girly Man. And I think it's called Young James Dean. I think that's the song we picked, right?
Yep, yeah. It is. I have
so
one.
I think this was the song they opened with. So
very cool.
Got my attention. And here
okay.
you go.
And I'll tell you my Chickie story after this. So here's Young James Dean by Girly Man.
In the back of a camouflage truck. They locked me in once with the material. I was full of rage no one could handle, but I was safe right in the army. All the real girls with their backs turned called me crazy, called me crazy. I worked for a while at a diner. Manager said I had to wear that little uniform. Said I was part of the problem, but I was in love with that blonde girl. She kissed me twice behind the counter, but when I asked her my car, she called her man, said, "Don't bother her."
under me, lifting me up. But I was a young James Dean, with the way, with the ladies, all the real boys in their black jeans called me crazy.
Neighborhood Weekly Radio with Mitch and Mark, and our good friend tonight, the initiator, or the first person to take part in Sonic Libations, Bob O'Brien.
Yeah, I mean, what an honor.
It is, well, I knew you'd be just the right guy for this, so, and the drink is wonderful, and
it is,
we're gonna have to make another one in between the next two songs. I think. What's going on over here?
Well, you got a 50-50 shot. If the music sucks, at least the drinks.
Well, that was always the whole point of the show. We figured if we didn't have a great drink, we could have played music or vice versa. But when it came together,
And when we first started making some friends across the pond, it was Mitch's wife, Mrs. Mitch, who said, oh, this is great. Now we can hear slurring in two continents.
That was a really good line. Yeah.
Pretty good line, yeah.
I don't know if it ever made the air, but it would have been a great one.
It would
one.
Have been. So you got to record that and put it in the previously
post-production.
NWR.
Yeah.
All right, so a little quick story about Chickies. So I saw... one of my all-time favorites, Steve Forbert, there. The crowd was, it was big. But Forbert is a guy who I love his music. I'll have to say that he really expected, and he probably deserved to be bigger than he ended up being after Romeo's Tune. He just kind of, he's made lots of great music since, don't get me wrong. But there were plates being juggled in the kitchen, apparently. Forbert stopped mid-song, shot his look over toward the kitchen and didn't say another word until it was quiet in the kitchen, and then he went back to playing.
Oh, my word.
And contrary to that, I saw Chris Smither there, who is obviously one of Mitch's favorites and somebody we share a love for. Couldn't have been more professional.
Oh.
Kept that toe tapping the whole time and went right through it. He didn't care.
He's
like,
just awesome.
Play the music. Awesome. So there's kind of a difference.
And, you know, when I played down in New Brunswick, and I would hear those applause. It was awesome. But it was for the Yankee game. It wasn't for us. So, I mean, that was fine.
All right, Bob. Thanks for being with us. We have two more songs. Take us to the next one.
Yeah.
So the next group's called the Dunwells. So my wife is in the dental profession, and they have a big conference every year. And that frees me up one Friday night a year. So I saw these guys. I saw these guys at the Port City Music Hall, which sadly has closed.
Yeah.
Since. But God, give them credit for coming to Portland, Maine in January. So this group, I think it's a quartet called the Dunwells. They're British. And this song's called "I Could Be a King." It's pretty poppy.
They're fantastic. Yeah. This is a great song. Yeah. And you're listening to Mitch and Mark on Neighborhood Weekly Radio with Bob O'Brien and the Dunwells.
Your tool and play the game of an ordinary fairy tale. At least in there you cannot fail. Get back to basic. Play the child's way. Oh, I listen and cannot get hurt. No.
All right, the mic is on now. Turn that back down. All right, so you know this is really what the show is all about.
That was the preview. We just wanted to tease that a little bit. I mean, you know, we're throwing the hook.
It is called "I Could Be King." Right? Could be a king. Is that the right? So okay. All right, just
But we were touching on earlier. I mean, just a few moments ago about Port City closing. What are the prospects of some of the other venues in Portland? What have you heard? I know I've been trying to support Longfellow, and keep them going. And they're doing okay. But
One Longfellow had that big fundraising thing. So I think they're set for at least till spring this year.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of these guys are just struggling. I mean, Blue is, they've had a few, they're in that fundraising group there, I think Blue is, and the state, you know, has the fundraising organization.
What's the other, the one that's right next to Port City, is like just behind there?
That's Aura.
Aura.
Oh, yes.
Aura.
Yeah.
Is that still? And
I'm not sure. You know, those guys seem to have enough to hold on.
Okay.
At least from the outside.
Right. Right.
You know, I haven't heard much about those guys. Portland's, I mean, we really punch above our weight in terms of population.
That's absolutely a great point. It's a wonderful point.
We've got some great venues, and it wasn't always like that. I mean,
Mark
remembers going to Raoul's and Seymour and Zevon there.
Yeah, we've got some great Raoul stories too, Richard Thompson. And actually, when we're done, and we're going to play a little bit of, we're going to play some music that sort of with your theme. Some bands that we didn't know about until we saw them live.
Right, right.
Until you saw them live.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. We'll do that a little bit longer.
Thompson played at Port City. I mean, at Raoul.
Yeah, he was amazing there. And I took a piss next to Livingston Taylor, which was kind of exciting.
That's right.
All right, here's the 3-minute and 40-second version of I Could Be a King by the Dunwells.
Your tool and play the game of an ordinary fairy tale. At least in there you cannot fail. Get back to basics and play the child's way. Oh, at least in there you cannot get hurt. No rules and regulations there. 'Cause I could be a king, I could be anything I want. I could be a poet, I could be some writing on the wall. I could be a superhero, staring down the barrel of a gun. I could be a piece of artwork, fading into the sun. Will you please down your tools and play? Situations changed, you see. 'Cause I could be a king, I could be anything I want. I could be a poet, I could be some writing on the wall. I could be a superhero, staring down the barrel of a gun. I could be a piece of artwork, fading into the sun. Yes, I could be a king. Oh, I could be a king.
Yeah. For the Dunwells with Kirby King. And that is the 3 minute and 40 second version of it. The 30 second version was cool though.
That was the iTunes version. The preview.
I'm not sure exactly how that happened, but that's what the show is all about. We make mistakes and then we get right back on the motorcycle.
I think it was purposeful. I mean, it was just teasing it out.
So we were talking off the air and Bob saw, who was it, Bob, that opened down for?
Longbellow.
Oh, the Lone, yep, Longbellow.
Longbellow, yeah.
Yeah, and Bob was down in Cleveland for an insurance convention.
And snuck off.
Yeah, and snuck off.
Hey, anything you got to do.
You got to get out of there. All right, so Bob, take us through one more venue, one more song.
Yeah, last one. So this one jumps to the State Theater, which is a bigger venue mm-hmm. here in town. And this guy opened for, I went to see Jason Isbell. I saw Jason, he opened for Ray LaMontagne.
I was at that
Cumberland
show.
County Civic
yeah, I was
Center.
At that show.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, that was a great show.
He blew Ray away, I believe, that night, in my opinion. He was
yeah,
out
I thought
of his world.
So too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
I was already a
yeah.
Yeah, I was already a fan, yeah. But yeah, he took the show, I thought.
Yep, so, he definitely yeah. did. So Parker opened for
yeah. So yeah. this guy's name is Parker Millsap. He's I think he's probably from Oklahoma. He's down that way. And nobody had ever heard of him. And he was opening for Jason Isbell. And he opened with this song. And I mean, you know how people chatter through the opening
yeah.
act. I mean, like the room shut up.
That
I mean,
is
like
great.
The entire State Theater was dead silent. Like, who is this guy?
That's fantastic.
So,
that's great.
Yeah. Go
All right.
For
so this
Rand
is called
Rand
of the Red Man.
Thank you.
with Bob O'Brien for Sonic Libations. And it's been a great segment, Bob. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun.
Extremely enjoyable.
You came up with a theme of what you wanted to do, and it's perfect. It's great. Love it.
Yeah, and we're going to sort of let everybody else do that when we probably won't do this every week, but once every couple of weeks. Although we do have Mike from Librarians with Hickeys joining us next week. So, and he is a clown. Nice. That guy is really funny. They're a band out of Ohio, just great power pop stuff.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a lot of fun. So, Bob, obviously, somebody who cares about the earth like you do and, you know, cares about people, have you found in our industry that we're a little unique? Is that a good way to put it?
It's a small circle. I told my friend Merv from Twitter, we had lunch one day, and I said, I'm probably the only insurance guy that feels the way I do, but I'm glad I've got Mark on my
There's
side.
There's a few, very few of us out there, but it's good to know each other. And of course, our old friend, Steve Rawl, who we miss, you know, I miss every day, was
Steve,
on our side and understood all
this
stuff.
There's a bunch of us out there. We just stay under the
Are you in touch with Dave Netto at all?
No, you know, I haven't seen Dave for years.
Yeah. Yeah, well. Yeah. All right, we'll catch up soon. Thanks again, Bob, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so
it's
much.
It's been a wonderful time.
Thanks, guys.
And stay in touch, and we'll put you in the rotation for do this again.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Okay, thanks, man. Here's the Clash with the Car Cheat.